So we talked about the bracha that is stated if you omit yalav yavo or ritzei or the like. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and as we saw last time, if you forget yalav yavo and Rosh Chodesh, you do not repeat benching. So the question is whether there is another eitzah. So if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Peches Sif Zayin, the Im Ta'a, the Lo Hizkir Ba Shal Rosh Chodesh, Ben Piyom, Ben Belayla, Omer Baruch Shanas and Rosh Chodesh, Ma'am Yisrael Lezikaron, Ve'enu Chosin Ba, Fushin Nizkar Kodim Shizkot Tova Meitiv, Avol Nizkar Ha Shizkot Tova Meitiv, Ve'enu Chozer, Mepnei, She'enu Chayev Lachol Pas, Kadesh Yisrayev, Bevirkos HaMazon. Chol HaMoed Dino Rosh Chodesh. Haga, Be'ezhu Kol Mokom, Yesh La Omro, B'Soch Shar HaRachaman, Kemoshin Izbayar, Le'el, Gabe Al Hanisim. Says the Rambam, maybe in this case you can't repeat benching, right? It's too late to say Baruch Shenasan, but there's a different Eitzah. We said by Al Hanisim that even though if you forget Al Hanisim, you can't go back and you can't repeat benching. So what do? You say, Harachaman Chiyas, in other words, in Harachaman, you insert Al Hanisim. So why don't we do the same thing for Yalav Yavo? In Harachamans, you'll insert Yalav Yavo. At least you have something. So the Rama says, maybe you should do that. Ve'ula yesh l'chalek, ki b'Yalav Yavo yesh bo hazkara shemos. Maybe you shouldn't do this. Why? Yalav Yavo, it has the Shem Hashem, namely Elokeinu Melkei Avoseinu. Ve'en la'omro levatala, you can't say levatala. That's the minhag. The minhag is that if you forget Yalav Yavo on benching for Fallon, it's too late and there's nothing to do. Says the Magen Avraham, I don't understand. The Lama Yigra Zeh, that all the time we have Tachanunim, Piyutim, Tachanunim, Bakashos, right? Many things have been added to the Siddur over the years. And they have the Shem Hashem. Is there a problem with that? There's no problem with that. Why? Because you're saying it b'taras tachanunim. You're saying it b'darach tachanunim. So if so, why would there be an issue with saying Yalav Yavo? In other words, this is a tefillah. So what's wrong with saying Shem Hashem in the context of the tefillah? The Magen Avraham says there's nothing wrong with saying Shem Hashem in the context of tefillah, and therefore he doesn't know what the Rama is talking about. Says the Bir Halacha, Ve'isi bevigda yasha shemiyashvo, debekan gabi al v'yavo, shekavanaso bezeh latzesi dechi of bracha gara, v'yesh bezeh chash bracha levatala. Here it's different. Why? You're not just saying a stamba kasha. This isn't like saying dipping the apple in the honey and saying the hiratzo. Even there, it's actually a machlokas, but it's not like that. Because what are you trying to do over here? You're trying to replace a bracha. What do we mean to say? So remember, we saw in the Rishonim in our sugya that Yalav Yavo is stated in the context of a bracha, right? Why? Because it's in the beginning, it's in the middle of the third bracha of Birkas HaMazon. That's a bracha. And likewise, if you forget Yalav Yavo, when you say Baruch Shenasan, you say Me'ena Me'ora as a bracha. So if you were to do this, you'd be saying Yalav Yavo is a bracha. Yalav Yavo is always said in the context of a bracha. And therefore, here you're saying a bracha. Now, it's true, you don't say Baruch. And you don't have this, you say Elokeinu, but the Rama was thinking that since this is a replacement bracha, plus it has a Shem Hashem, so therefore it's a shaila of bracha levatala, as opposed to Al Hanisim. Al Hanisim doesn't have the Shem Hashem in it, so that certainly isn't a bracha. Here we see the idea that sometimes we find brachos that don't entirely sound like a normal bracha. Actually, the most extreme position of this could be found in our sugya in the Ravid. It's cited by the Rashba that says that Birkas HaZimun is a bracha, even though it doesn't have the shame, even when it's just three, certainly when it's 10, it's a Zimun. And he compares it to the brachos in the seventh parak, which he thinks, this is also a debate, but he thinks all those brachos in the seventh parak don't have the shame, and they're also a bracha. So anyway, the logic, we don't paskin like that, Ravid, about the seventh parak brachos, but the logic of the Ramah, though again, the Ramah seems to be misukmik about it, but the tzad that the Ramah had is that this is going to be like a bracha levatala, because you say Elokeinu, because it's coming to replace a bracha. If you have a shame and you're coming to replace a bracha, then that's already a shayla of a bracha levatala. This is very similar to the svar that we saw earlier in the year in Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rav Moshe by Baruch Rachman Amari Dehai Pita, when you have kavana latzes, and it's shelo letzorach. So if you remember, there were some achronim who said that if a person has a suffix brachos, so let them say the bracha in English, let them say it in Aramaic, and then they're great, because if they're chayv to make the bracha, so it works, you could say a bracha in English. And if you're not chayv to say the bracha, so there's no bracha vatal if you say a bracha in English. So other achronim, again, Rav Moshe and Rav Akiva Eger, though, first, they're different cheshbonos, but they both held that that doesn't make any sense. If I could be yotzei with this bracha, and I don't need to say it, then it's a bracha levatala. So it depends on my kavana. If I say Baruch Rachmana Mari Dehai Pita with kavana latzeis, and in fact, I don't need to make the bracha, it's a bracha levatala. If I don't have it with kavana latzeis, it's not. So too, over here. What's the pshat? The pshat is if I have kavana to fulfill the Me'ena Ma'ora by saying Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosenu Yalav v'Yavo at the end of benching, and in fact, that's not something I'm allowed to do, so then it turns out it's a bracha levatala. So that's what that's the pshat in this Ramah. And that explains why when we don't do this, we don't say Yalav v'Yavo in the Harachamans. Now, the Chazon Ish writes, however, along these lines, this is the Chazon Ish Kuf Lamed Zayin Siv Katan Hey, that anytime you say something that's Derech Hoda'ah, there's no Isser of Shem Shemaim Levatala. He writes, V'rishai Adam L'nasech Tfila B'tila L'Hashem V'rak Derech Bracha Shekavu Chachamim Aser Levatala. Like the Magen Avraham said, that a person can make up their own Nusach of Tfila. You want to Daven Tashem with a bakasha and use the Shem Hashem, you may. You want to make a special poem thanking Hashem for something good that happened to you? You certainly may. And in both of these cases, you're allowed to use the Shem Hashem, as long as it's not the Nusach of the Bracha. Again, at first glance, it sounds like the Ramah disagrees, but what the Big Day Yesha is saying is that even the Ramah agrees. It's just in this case, it's in place of a Bracha. So once we're on this topic, I thought we'd talk about a very related question, which the Ramah here might be relevant to, two related questions. Number one, we'll talk about, is it okay to say the Shem Hashem when you're learning? And number two is to say the Shem Hashem while singing Zmiros. Again, the reason why it's relevant here is because the simple understanding of the Ramah is that this would be Aser, but the way we are coming to be Miyashev the Ramah, you can't bring a Raya from the Ramah, right? So let's talk about each of those cases. So the first one is Derech Limud. So is there any Rai from the Gemara on this question? So there's a Rai from the Gemara Chaf Beis and Med Aleph that it should be Mutter. The Gemara there, if you remember, there it's a Sugya Balkari, and there's a whole bunch of different opinions. There's like five or six different opinions in the Tanayim as to what exactly Balkari is allowed to do. So one of those opinions is Rabbi Nassim Bar Avi Shalom. He says, Af Matzias HaGemara, Uvelvad Shaloyomar Askar Shabo. You could learn the Gemara. A Balkari is allowed to learn, according to this view, but he can't say the Shemos when he's learning the Gemara. So what do you see from there? Lachora, that if you're not a Balkari, or nowadays where the restrictions on a Balkari learning have been removed, so it would be mutter to say the Shem Hashem. So you see from this Gemara explicitly that you're allowed to say Shemos while learning. However, if you look at Rashi over there, Dibra Masal Askaros, it's not entirely clear. Because Rashi's over there writes that the Askaros are b'mikraos hanidrashim. Maybe you could say that since you're saying the Pasuk, so then you could say the Shem. But if it wasn't a Pasuk, then not that way. If you look at the Marsha of Vav Amud Aleph, he says, no, all shemos of Hashem while learning this mutter, that's the Pashto. So this is the view of the Yaivitz. He has a tshuva about this, Chelak Aleph Simen Pe Aleph. He's asked this question, are you allowed to say Shem Hashem when you're learning Gemara? And he writes that a very interesting language, the Yaivitz is always very sharp. So he says that even though you go to the elementary school teachers, right? You go to school. What does everybody do in school? They're always saying Hashem, 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 right? Nobody ever says the Shem when they're learning. They're always saying Hashem. So he said, you know, when I was a kid also, that's what I did because I learned from my elementary school teachers that you should say Hashem. You shouldn't say the Shem Hashem. But he said that if you look at Gedolim, you'll see Gedolim don't do that. Gedolim do say the Shem Hashem. And he writes, the Garisna Gemara Be'anpa Abba Mari Hagonzal. I was once learning, I was a little kid, and I was learning in front of my father. Who was the father of the Yaivitz? Who knows? Chacham Tzvi. Okay. So he said, I was a little kid learning by my tate, and Kishahayisi magiel psukim vekarisi Hashem bekinoi. So I got to the psukim and I was learning and I said Hashem instead of saying the Shem Hashem. Kafima sheshamati mimalamda. I went like I heard from my rebbeim. Hayagorer bekorin kach vehoreinu likros Hashem kikor betorah. And my father said, no, that's not the right thing to do. You should say the Shem Hashem. You're learning. Say the Shem Hashem. And the Yaivitz brings a number of rayas that this is okay for this view. One is the Gemara that we just said from Balkari. He brings a raya from Tosfos, Avodah Zarah, Yotes, and Beis also. The other rayas he brings are Yekadinzach a little bit. And none of the rayas are 100% Machrach, but that's the view of the Yaivitz. But really what he says, which is even more compelling, is why do you need rayas for this? In other words, of course it's Mutter. Ki my time and nishna kriyas aksuvim mima shehem betorah velo kriyas on mitzvah v'chi lechinam ulevatala kore osan b'derech talmudo halo zeu ikra talma toira sheshakol keneged kol mitzvos kshedoresh umefareish apsukim v'efshar meblishi yikrein. You're learning Gemara, right? You're learning. So why wouldn't you say the Shem Hashem? And this is also the view of the Prima Gadim, Arachayim, Simen Resh Tesvav, Eshal Avram Sifkat and Hei, Avok Shalom Ipsukim Betalmud, Vidarshan Rishai Omran Kemoshin Ksuvim Im Haskar Sashay.
And he was an elementary school teacher at Prima Gadim.
Ah, you see, Aaron, now you see how important it is to get this right. And the Mishnah Brura also writes this, Simen Resh Tesvav Sifkat and Yadalid. So that seems to be the mainstream view, that it's okay when you're learning to say the Shemos. Is there anyone who says not to? After all, this is, you know, what everybody does. So I'll leave it to the Aruch HaShulchan to be the champion of Minhag Yisrael. Reish Tezvav Sif Beis, he writes, no, you should be machmir. Aval hagadol belimudo lo yomar Hashem b'feirash. Now, it's when you're teaching kids brachos, so then you do say the Shem Hashem. But when a gadol is learning in general, you don't say Shem Hashem. El yomer Hashem, v'chein yomer Elokeinu, v'chein adarshim b'rabim, maskirim pasuk. When somebody's giving a speech, a sermon, and you're saying a pasuk sheyesh bo shemos, that it has the Shem Hashem, lo yifarish Hashem, el yomer Hashem, v'af sheyesh matirin. There are those who are mekel nachon l'hisrachik mizeh, v'chein anachnu no'agim. So that's the proper thing to say Hashem. There are those who say that there's a chiluk between, it depends if you say the whole pasuk, so then of course you could say the Shem Hashem. Say half the pasuk, then you shouldn't. The Chai Adam, Klal Hesef Beis thinks there isn't a difference. Even if you say half a pasuk, you could say the Shem. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Chaim Chiluk Beis Simen Nun Vav, writes that if you're not saying the whole pasuk, then you should say Hashem. There are those who try to be medayik from the Gro who says he agrees with Chai Adam. Fine. So I guess we have three possibilities. One is the Yaivitz that says you should. One is the Aruch HaShulchan who says you shouldn't. And in the middle view is we can do whatever you want. If you want to, you can And if you don't want to, you don't have to. Now, what's sort of interesting is that the Gemara Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, we actually just referred to this, talks about brachos that you make when you see things like Haroe Makom Shenasu Bo Nisim L'Yisrael, Omer Baruch She'asa Nisim L'Avoseinu Ba Makom Hazeh. So what does that mean? So the way we paskin, this is a view of the Rambam and others, is it means you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'asa Nisim L'Avoseinu Ba Makom Hazeh. That's also the view of Tosfos. As opposed to the Ravid. The Ravid says, if the Gemara didn't say it, then must be that you don't say it. In other words, the Ravid says, if you see Makom Shenasa Nisim, you say what the Gemara says, Baruch Shasa Nisim Lavo Sein Ba Makom Hazeh, as it says in the Gemara. But we don't paskin like that, Ravid. So it says the Magen Avraham, again, this is Simin Reish Tesvav Sif Katan Hey, that you see that you shouldn't mention as Karos when they're in a bracha in the Gemara. Like we said earlier, that brachos are different. So he says, when you're reading psukim, whether you're reading psukim from the Chumash or you're reading the psukim quoted in Gemara, then of course you could say the Shem Hashem. But if the Gemara quotes a pasuk, then you shouldn't. And that's why the Gemara said, Baruch she'asa nisim l'avoseinu bayam b'makom hazeh. Why didn't it say, Baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech haolam? Right? Because that you're not allowed to. In other words, even though you're allowed to say the Shem Hashem derech limud, at least for an adult, you shouldn't say it when the Gemara mentions a pasuk. And this is the view of the Mishneh Berurah as well. However, the Yavetz disagrees, and the Yavetz says no, the Magen Avraham is wrong. V'odani omer, sha'af im nizdam nilo askaros b'mat be'abrachos hamuvayim b'talmud kigon sof psachim ken Hashem Elokeinu yigenu mo'adim. The end of Maseches Psachim, it says that bracha that we say at the end of Magid. And there it says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, right? Yirali, shemazkir Hashem kedech shekarim b'tayra. Then you could say the Shem Hashem, Shavei Tzach she'ilmod habracha ketikuna. She'ei nuscha ragil l'shono, ragil al-l'shono ketikuna. Right? If you don't practice when you're learning with the right nusach, it's like the bar mitzvah boys that get up today to say their bar mitzvah, and they say Baruch Ata Hashem, right? So when you're learning, you should say the right thing.
That's why in Camp Lavi, bar mitzvah lessons with Rabbi Berman, we say Shem Hashem.
Ah, okay, good. So that's what the Yavetz says. So the Mishneh Berurah, and he says this is, and other Rachmanim say, this is not a good raya. Okay, if you're dealing with little kids, or like Camp Lavi kids, so then you could say the Shem Hashem. But when I'm learning Maseches Psachim, you know, if I say Baruch Ata Hashem Ken Yagienu, it's not going to be a problem at my Seder. I'm going to still say the right way at the Seder. So here the minig is that way. If you remember when we saw this sugya, when we talked about the question of Baruch Rachmanu, we saw that there were some Achronim who said, you're allowed to read whatever it says. So if the Torah says the Shem, then you're allowed to say the Shem. If not, not. Though it's interesting, like why that should make a difference. You know, when the I don't even know if the Torah was making that decision or is the printers. But anyway, that's what he says. So Lemaisa Rav Moshe rejects this Yavetz. And he writes that the heter shelo yitu b'mat be'abrach is only relevant for children. But a gadol who's learning by himself, he's not going to become tatos. And therefore, he should not say the shame. He should just say Hashem. And that's, I think, the accepted psak, like the Magen Avraham, like the Mishneh Berurah, like Rav Moshe, against the Yavetz. Unless, again, there's concern that you would get confused when you make the actual brachos. Fine. So that's in terms of saying the Shemos while learning. Again, what's the Shemos while learning when it's psukim? It's okay. Though the minhag is to avoid it. But when it's a bracha, so then we're machmir. Unless there's a concern that when you actually say the bracha, you'll messed up. What about during Zmiros? So we already saw that the Magen Avraham said that in Bakashos, you're allowed to say the Shem Hashem. We saw the Chazon Ish say that way as well. So what's wrong with saying the Shem Hashem during Zmiros? You'll notice that many, many people don't say the shame. They just say Hashem. Sometimes it even messes up the rhyme scheme. So is there a reason to do that? Or no, when you're singing Zmiros, you should say the shame Hashem. So there's an interesting stira about this in the Sefer Chassidim. In the Sefer Chassidim, Simin Dalid, it says, Umaisa b'chassid echad, sheyoshev b'veis hachopa, v'shama echad min hamishorim b'mecholos, haya mazkir es Hashem b'shiro, az haya oso chassid min adeyu, al kopanim. Whoa. So somebody was singing the Shem Hashem, and he put him into Nidoy. Okay? Then he writes in Simen Elef Tzadi Beis, again, this is all the Sefer Chassidim, well, Yasel Adam Bepiuto, Bepiutav Beteva, O Beshtayim Beshem, Ki Kein Menek Adam Omel Chaveru, very fascinating. Let's say you're making up your own piyut. So you shouldn't start, like, call the name of the piyut, or make the Shem Hashem in the first word or two of the piyut. Why? Because people refer to that piyut. Oh, why don't you sing this piyut, right? Like, I don't know, Tzur Mishalo, right? So, Menucha V'Simcha, that's the way we refer to it. And that's inappropriate. Now, right? So, in other words, don't curry bone, that would be inappropriate, he's saying, right? Curry bone, it starts off with the Shem. And you sometimes hear people, they say, oh, why don't you sing? But they don't say curry bone. They say with a shame. So that's what the Sefer Chassidim writes. So then he says, but one second. Umasha Rishonim Asu. But Rishonim did do this. Lafisha Rishonim lo hayu nosin lashav ela hayu osin b'chachma. Okay, but we're not on such madregos. So according to this second passage in the Sefer Chassidim, it sounds like when you actually sing it, it's okay to say the Shem Hashem. Right? It's just when you're referring to the name of the song, then it's inappropriate. And then there's a third piece where he talks about this. Simen Aleph Tzadi Dalid. This one's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah Reish Tesvav Sifkat on Yates. And there he writes, Im Tishma Adam Shemazkir Hashem Kigon Shirotza Lomar Hashem Oseh Li Kach V'Kach Ukiyote Bo Al Tikanez B'Toch Dvarav Kshehizkir Hashem Sharei Yishtok L'Shma Dvaracha Nimtza Shat Agorim Shemotei Shem Shemayim V'Atala. Let's say like this. Let's say you hear me making a bakasha. You see, I'm driving along and you say, you hear me say, Hashem, please help me find a parking space. But I say the Shem Hashem. We're going to talk about in the next Gemara whether that's a good type of tefillah or not, right? That's one of the discussions. Should you say, oh, I don't want to bother Hashem with that or not? But that's next sugya. Anyway, so you hear me davening like that. So says the Sefer Chassidim, you shouldn't interrupt me. Because I mentioned the shame. I have to finish my sentence. So again, here too, in this third source, it sounds like he thinks it's okay as long as you say the whole sentence, as long as you finish the tefillah. Sounds like there's a stira. So there are different answers, but probably the answer is he thinks it's okay. And the first source that I read you where he objects is because these are singers that weren't singing with proper COVID Rosh. In other words, they're wedding singers or the like. They don't have COVID Rosh, and therefore it's wrong for them to say the Shem Hashem. So this is discussed extensively in the poskim. There's a tshuva from the Chida, Chaim Shaol, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Ches, and he writes that this is a big old machlokas, a machlokas bein chachmei marav, keshem eshorerim im leshorer gam kein betevas Hashem. The Talmud Chacham asa shelas chalom al zeh. So this was among the chachamim in the West. I don't know what that means. Maybe I don't know who. What's the West? Morocco. Anyway, so he says. He said they did a shelas shalom. They did a Sheila Shalom because Mark was east. I don't know what's the west for the Chida. Chida lives in Eretz Yisrael, right? The west of Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, they did a Sheila Shalom, Sheila Shamayim, Sheila Shalom, Veshivu. So this was the answer. Raninu Tzadikim Bahashem, says the Kaf HaChaim. What does that mean? This is, again, it's all in the same place. The Kaf HaChaim is Reish Tesvav Sivkat Mechav Dalet. What do you see this means? That it means that you're supposed to, because it doesn't say Ranenu Tzadikim La Hashem. It says Ranenu Tzadikim Ba Hashem. You should say the shame. However, the Kaf HaChaim says, that is only when you do it Be'ema Be'yira, but Derech Schok, then for sure it's Aser, and it's a terrible thing. There's a tshuva from Rav Avadya on this, Yechav Adas Chelot Beisim, and hey, he quotes a Schida, as well as many of the other sources that I've cited. And he said, that's the halacha. The halacha is that it's appropriate to say the Shem Hashem when you're singing Zmiros. But first of all, you have to make sure you have proper COVID Rosh. Sometimes people are singing Zmiros on Shabbos, and they sing a sentence, and then they talk a little bit, and then they drink a little bit, and they sing a little bit. So that's inappropriate. It's totally okay to say the Shem Hashem, but make sure you do it. And he adds, I thought I got a kick out of this. Maybe this is only Musar to Ashkenazim. But he writes, says Rav Avadya, Ulam Hadavar Barur, Sheyesh Lakpid Lomar Shem Hashem Kemitchono V'Havayaso B'Tamil Ra. When you're singing the Zmiros with the Shem Hashem, make sure you have the proper pronunciation. Where the word is pronounced milara, kolomar shatam lamata beos nun, velo laomro milael beofen shia hatam beos dalis. Some people, they mispronounce the Shem Hashem, they stress the letter dalid. Why? Biglal hamangina, because of the tune, right? Sometimes the tunes don't quite. They force you to corrupt the words, and it's particularly bad if they were to force you to corrupt the Shem Hashem. So he says, very important that if you are going to say the Shem Hashem, make sure to do it properly.
We want to make sure we're not like the maskilim to pronounce everything properly, so we dafka pronounce everything mila'el as opposed to mila'ra.
Got it. Well, then you should, then don't say the Shem Hashem. Okay, so, and that's what many other poskim, similar type of ideas that they say that you should have in mind. I saw in the Tshuva Spitzel Chachma, he goes even further. He says, look, you want to say the Shem Hashem in your Zmiros? By all means. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim Simen Hei, that when you say the Shem Hashem, you have to pay attention. You have to think, Adon Kol. And also, according to many poskim, Hayahov Eviya. So as long as you're having the right Kavana, you're saying the Shem Hashem with Kavana of Adon Kol, Hayahov Eviya, then fine. But again, if you're not going to be thinking that, then better not to say that. The Chayadam, similar thing, Klal Hey, as I said, Simon Aleph says, V'yira v'yizdaze varav b'shash emazkir sashem. You have to have proper COVID Rosh. That's what the Pasuk teaches us, sashem lokecha tira. And therefore, since, you know, if you ask me, and this is what the Chayadam writes, you know, I'm sorry, the Kaf HaChaim writes, that, you know, why is it that so many people don't say the Shem Hashem when singing Zmiros or even when learning? It's because they don't have that proper COVID Rosh. They don't have the proper attitude and feelings and kavanos when saying the Shem Hashem. And in that case, it's better not to say the Shem Hashem. So I remember when I was, I don't remember when it was. I was probably like in eighth grade or something. My family went to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, and for Simchas Torah, we went to Davin in Yeshiva HaKotel. And Rav Adari, who was the Rosh Yeshiva then, said that we're going to be singing the Shemos in the songs, and they even did Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach. So he made an announcement. He said, everybody has to have a lot of Kavana, because since we're going to be singing the Zmiros with the shame, so we have to think very carefully. And I remember that's what everybody did. Everybody like was very serious, and they were singing and dancing. It was a very beautiful thing with the shameless of Hashem. Never saw that anywhere else. Okay, back to our Gemara. So the halacha is, as we've seen, that if a person forgets Meina Ma'ora, let's say on Shabbos or on Yantov, so they have to repeat benching. So do you have to repeat the Zimun, right? Let's say I, now, usually this isn't so relevant for us because, you know, all three people in the Zimun forgot Yalav Yavo, forgot Ritzeh, but let's say it happened. It's more relevant in the event that you do it in the classical way of having a Zimun, whereby one person is Motzi everybody. So the Mizamin forgot Ritzeh, or the forgot Yalav Yavo. So now they're all three of them have to bench again. So should you make a Zimun or not? So the Ritva writes, yeah, you make a Zimun. The Riaz on our Sugyot, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, disagrees. Also the Kesef Mishnah quotes this. He says, no, you don't make a Zimun again. So what's the Machlokas? So I think you could say it in a couple of ways. One possibility is they're arguing about the extent to which Zimun or Birkas HaZimun is a Chelak and Birkas HaMazon. The Ritva writes that Zimun is actually a part of Birkas HaMazon when you have a Zimun, right? Like we darshan on Daf Mem Chesem Ebeis, Uverachta, Zubirkas HaZan, Es Hashem Alokecha, Zubirkas HaZimun. So therefore, if you have to repeat benching, you have to repeat Zimun. And the Riaz says no. Birkas HaZimun is like a tosefes to Birkas HaMazon. It's not actually part of Birkas HaMazon. So there were Yotze, the Birkas HaZimun, but you have to say Birkas HaMazon again. Alternatively, another way to understand their machlokas is they debate about the degree to which if you leave out Mein HaMa'ora, is it a zero or no? It's not like a zero. You just have to bench again because it's Ma'akev. The Ritva writes that if you forget Yalav Yavo and Yantif, that you have to repeat benching, that shows that benching without Yalav Yavo is not benching. You didn't bench, right? That's why you have to repeat again, because you didn't bench. The Riaz says, no, you did bench. You just didn't say Menem Ora. And so you have to bench again in order to be able to say Menem Ora, but it's not like you didn't bench. So what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is for Zimun. Right? What do I mean to say? According to Riaz, you don't make the Zimun again. Why? You benched already. So if you benched already, you're Yotzi Birkas HaZimun, no reason to do Birkas HaZimun again. You just have to repeat benching so you're able to say Menem Ora, because you can't say Menem Ora out of the blue. And as opposed to the Ritva that says, well, if you have to repeat benching, that shows what you did is nothing. We find that the Rishonim argue about this in a couple of other contexts. The most famous one is Tosfos Chaf Vav Amid Beis, Dibar Maskel Ta'a. This machlokas, what happens if, let's say, I forget Yalav Yavo at Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, right? So do I daven tashlumen for Ma'ariv? I have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if it's still daytime, right? Because you repeat if you forget Yalav Yavo and Shmoneh Esrei. But what about, I didn't remember. Now it's nighttime. Now it's after Tisko Chavim and I realize, oh, they, I forgot Yalav Yavo and Mincha. Do I do Tashlumen? So Tosfos writes that you don't. Why? You're not going to, if you do Tashlumen, are you going to say Yalav Yavo and your Tashlumen? No. So then you don't gain anything by doing Tashlumen. So what's the point in saying Tashlumen? However, Tosfos is medayik that the Rif disagrees. You have to daven two ma'arivs. What's the pshat? And if you look, the Rush over there, it spells it out a little more clearly from the Chachmei Pravansia. And they say, no, if you left out Yalav Yavo, you didn't daven mincha. You didn't daven mincha. You weren't Yotzi mincha. So that's why you have to daven two ma'arivs. Not because you're going to make up Yalav Yavo. It's true, you lost Yalav Yavo, but you missed mincha. And therefore, you have to do two ma'arivs. So what are they arguing about? According to Tosfos, when you, just because you have to repeat Shmona Esrei because you forgot Yalav Yavo doesn't mean that you didn't daven, that it wasn't a Shmona Esrei. It was a Shmona Esrei. It's just that Yalav Yavo is me'akev, so you have to repeat Shmona Esrei again in order to say Yalav Yavo. But it's not like what you did was a zero. And what the Rif and the Rosh are saying is, no, what you did was a zero. And that's what you have to repeat. So Lemaisa, the Rosh, actually, Paskins, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that since it's a machlokas rishonim, kedei latzeis me'asafek, you should do the second tefilas ma'ariv b'taras nedava, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, we see this as a safek, but that perhaps is the same machlokas over here. In other words, the Riaz, the Ritva says you do a new Zimun, that's because your benching was zero. So if your benching was zero, your Zimun was zero, you have to do another Zimun. The Riaz says, no, your benching wasn't zero, but you have to repeat benching in order to say manim ora. And so mamela, you repeat benching. There's no reason to repeat yalav yavo. This could be the explanation for something that we do, which is very strange. I think we've mentioned this before, which is that the halacha is that kavana in the first bracha is ma'akev. So that, strictly speaking, if a person doesn't have kavana in the first bracha shmon esrei, they should repeat shmon esrei. But we don't do that. Why? Because we say, well, who knows if the second time you'll have kavana anyway. You didn't have it the first time, you might not have it the second time. You might not gain anything by repeating shmon esrei. So the obvious kasha is, well, if that's true, then maybe you shouldn't daven in the first place, right? Why should I ever daven? Who says I'm going to have kavana? And if you're going to say no, you know, risk it, go for it anyway, so why don't I repeat? Well, the answer is, if we paskin like that Tosfos, then we could answer very simply that avade kavana is me'akev, but it doesn't mean it's a zero without it. It's me'akev als kavana. It's like saying the Shmon Esrei without Yalav Yavo. So you would repeat, but it's not like a zero without it. It is something. It's tefillah bli kavana. And therefore, we don't repeat to get tefillah bi kavana, because you might not have tefillah bi kavana the second time around. Going back to our Gemara. Yeah.
Why don't you gain, meaning, so then you are, if you're gaining something, so then doing a second time, you gain a little bit also, no? I
mean, yeah, but it's too risky. You might, you already were yotzei the mitzvah tefillah, and you might not even gain tefillah b'kavana, so it doesn't make sense to you might gain nothing.
Were they considered brachos b'vatala, meaning if you missed?
Well, that's what we're saying. It's not necessarily a bracho b'vatala, though you'd have to repeat Shmon Esrei. But it would be a bracha levatala the second time around, because you already, if you didn't have kavana, because you already got the tefillah b'li kavana. Okay. Sar Gemara asks the Shaila, in the bracha of Baruch Shanasan for Rosh Chodesh, does it have a chasima or not? We saw the Tosa Rashas, that's hinges on the machlokas of whether there's simcha or not. But in the end of the day, it's a bai d'lo shita. So how do we paskin? So l'chora, I would think that you shouldn't be chosim. Safik brachos l'hakel. Take a look at the Ritva, though. He says, misfeika chasimba. Since it's a safik, you make a chasima. So what's the pshat in the Ritva? Why doesn't he say safik brachos l'hakel? So one possibility is he doesn't hold to the principle of safik brachos l'hakel. For example, that might be the view, I hope we get to this shortly today, of Tosus on Mem Testament based, Igmaschal Rebbe, that he doesn't hold of the issue of Rachel Vatal. That's why he says, Misafek, you should make a Me'ain Shalosh on a Safek Shir. And Tosus Yud Beis Amid Aleph said it by Rachel Rishon against the Rif. So that's one possibility of the Ritva's understanding. But maybe you don't have to say that. It's interesting, actually, by the way, the Rush disagrees, but the Rush also quotes the Re over here, who says, again, by Rosh Chodesh, you should be Chosein. And maybe that's the Re Lashitaso, because the Re on Tosos Yud Beis says that Safek, you do make another bracha. Again, Rabbi Kiva Eger tries to limit that to the case of the Bracha Rishona that's an Isser, but then he runs into trouble with Tosos on Mount Tesimut Beis. So maybe the Re holds, disagrees with the principle of Safek Brachos Lahakel. That's sort of what the Pnei Yeshua says. And then there would be the Re over here, Lashitaso. So that might be one shot in the Ritva. Another possibility is the Ritva is coming from the Yerushalmi. The Gra over here, Simon Kof Peches, points out that the Yerushalmi also sounds like we should be Chosim, though it's hard to say that's the shot in the Ritva because he didn't quote the Yerushalmi. Another possible way to understand the Ritva, which I thought was interesting, was maybe we don't apply Safek Brachos L'Hakel on the Chasima because it's not an additional bracha. It's the Chasima of the original bracha. In other words, Safek Brachos L'Hakel is when I say a bracha in the first place. But here where I have a Safek on the Chasima, even if to say it wouldn't be Begader, Safek Brachos L'Hakel. Interesting. Not sure. Okay. So turning to the next sugya. So the Mishnah has a machlokas tanaim ad kama mizamnin. It's an interesting shaila. why does it say they're machlokas about Zimun if really it's a machlokas about Birkas Hamazon? Take a look at Tosos and our Sogya, Memtes in the base, and also look at the Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi and Tosos have a different answer to that question. If you take a look at the Rashba, it's not even a kash at all. The Rashba just thinks Orcha de Milsa Nakat Vuadin Lachol Birkas Hamazon Lo Zimun. Either way, our Sogya discusses the two very important questions we need to consider. Number one, is what is the shear for bracha achrona for shtia? That's what comes up in Tosfos. And then the second thing is for bracha achrona on food, what's the shear midaraisa? Is the shear deraisa kezayis or kebetza, like the simple meaning of our Gemara? Or is it svia, like the simple meaning of Gemara and daf chaf? There seems to be a stira. So let's talk about both of those issues. So let's start first with the shear for bracha achrona on shtia. We did talk about this a little bit earlier, so we'll review some of the points. I don't remember what we said and what we didn't say. Tosfos on Lamed Tesmid Aleph says, "Diva maschol batzar that aval bracha shalacharav, but inan shear malo lugmav. Al kain yesh lizar lishtos." So this is very interesting, right? He's saying that there's really two chidushim. Number one is you should have a shear of male lugmav in order to make a bracha achrona. Now, there's a shear for bracha achrona isn't kezayis or revias, it's male lugmav. And then he also assumes that the shear for koshel bracha is not Malei Lugmav, because he's saying that Alts Kosha Bracha, you don't need a Malei Lugmav, but Alts Bracha Chrona, you do. So in terms of that second Chiddush, we'll get back to it. The Sugya of Malei Lugmav, Kosha Bracha is coming up very soon in our parak, in the seventh parak. But what about the first point? So again, this Tosos holds that the Shir for Bracha Chrona is a Malei Lugmav. In our Sugya, though, Tosos is something different. And really, we have a bunch of shitos. We have some who hold it's a kezayis, some who hold it's revias, some who hold mali lugmav, some who hold it's a besa. So we have four shitos, actually, in the Rishonim, about what the proper shear is. So what is the debate about? So the two main shitos are kezayis versus mali lugmav. If you look at the Magen Avraham, Simon Kuf Tzadi, he says, what's the debate? The suffix is, should we be medame shtia to achila, in which case it's a kezayis, or should we say that since our Gemara says the savata zushtia, so we need shtia that is kedesvia, right? Which is a revius, not a kezais. Maybe also that's the theory for Mali Lugmav would also say it's coming out to that, right? Because Mali Lugmav, like we say by Yom Kippur, is Yisuve Daita. So if you think, right, so the suffix comes down to how we darshan this pasuk, right? The savata zushtia could be read in two ways. The Zavata Zushtia could mean that to make a bracha achrona on a liquid, you need Svia, which would be either Revias or maybe Mali Lugmav. Or do we say no, that really the Iker Takana bracha achrona is for food? And since we paskin that for food, you make a benching on the Kezias, so whatever it is for food, we carry over to liquid. That's where the Magen Avraham understands the machlokas. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, he says a different biur in what the reason for. What the reason for revius is. This is the Mishnah Berurah Siman Reishit Sifkat and Dalet, and he's saying it from the Kesef Mishnah. He says, what's the pshat? Uvemashkin nami mide'ashkechan be'alma lenin shtias mashkin asurin dechiyuvo be'revius hachanami kshenisken ubracha chrona be'mashkesh shir zet tiknu. Meaning to say as follows. Of course, we're dealing with the Derabbanan here, but the question is, when they made this Takana de Rabbanan, what did they model it after? So typically, the relevant shear for Achila is a Kezias. Kezias b'Achila is therefore equivalent to Revias b'Shtia. Meaning to say, even though Revias is much bigger than a Kezias, but we see in other areas of Torah, we seem to equate Kezias to Revias. Kezias is the basic solid shear, right? Rov shear a Torah b'kezias, and Revias is the basic liquid shear. So that's actually not so, that point isn't so passionate about Revias. But it is typically the case, right? Arla, Kilea Kerem, and the like, the shear is revius. So the for Isurim, again, the typical violation is kazayas. For liquids, it's revius. So that's a tzad that you need a revius for a bracha achrona. Again, as opposed to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, no, be'etzem, there are two different things, and revius is a shear svia. Right? In other words, revius is not equivalent to a kazayas. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, no, revius, the tzad that is revius is revius, is similar to a kazayas. I thought very similar to the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe it's the same type of thing, but a little different, or Tosef is beer. The Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam is in Hilchos Trumos Perek Yud Halacha Beis. Echad ochol davar shedarko lecho, ve'echad hashosen davar shedarko lishtos, ve'echad asach davar shedarko lasos, shenemar lecho lishin gotchi b'nei Yisrael, l'rabo zes asach, ve'echad ochol tumma taira, o tmei b'shkaga mishal en kerem chomesh, ve'enu chai b'chomesh ad shi ochol kizayish, shenemar ki ochol kodesh b'shkaga, ve'en achila plusim b'kizayis, u'kshim she'achilas tumma b'kizayis, kach shtia b'kizayis. So, interesting. Here we're talking about truma. And we say the shear is for drinking is a kazayas. So what's pshat? Why over here is the shear a kazayas, not a revius, right? We said by Arla, by Kleya Karem, it's a revius. So the pshat is that over here, the shear is talui in achila. In other words, that's why the shear is a kazayas. If it's an iser achila, fundamentally, that happens to be violated with a liquid, then the shear of liquid is also a kazayas. That's basically the way the Radbaz learns the Rambam. And so again, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Again, what does the Rambam hold according to the Radbaz? The pshat is like this. When something is fundamentally a din and achila, then a shear is a kazayas, even if you happen to violate the iser in liquid form. If something is fundamentally an iser shtia, or it's not even an iser shtia, it's just not an iser achila, then the natural shear would be a revius. So that's why the Radbaz says, it's not like what the Rambam says in Perek Yudalet from Machalos Asuros, that stam yenam is a revius. Shani hasam dechsev yishtu yein nesichem, right? So the Pasuk, when talking about the iser of yai nesach, what lashon did it use? Lashon shtia, yishtu yein nesichem. So memela, the shear is a revius. When the Torah said there's an iser of achilas truma, what does it say? Bish ki yochal kodesh bishkaga. It formulates it as an iser achila. If it's an iser achila, then the shear is going to be a kazayas, even in liquid form. If the iser is formulated as an iser shtia, then it's going to be revius. So it could be that's the machlokas by bracha chrona as well. Is it a revius or is it a kazayas? If you say that the achila is the machayv of bracha chrona, the chalta v'savato v'rachta, so then it should be a kizayas. On the other hand, if you say, and maybe this is sort of what the Magen Avraham means, if you say that the sviya is the machayev, it's v'chalta v'savato v'rachta, so then it's not be'etzem an achila dekachiyav, it's a sviya dekachiyav, so then it makes more sense that it would be a revius. The Rush says it a little differently. The Rush says that the tzad is, and this is the Rush over here, Parag Zayin Simon Chaf Dalet. The Rush says that the tzad that it's a kezayis is that it's like achila. Oh, Shema. Let me just read it. Kamo b'achila. Oh, Shema, kevan didarish v'meir v'savata, right, in our Gemara, zushtia by kebeitza. Now, what's beitza? Right, until now, we talked about the logic of kezayis, the logic of revius, and even the logic of Mali Logmav, that it's like a quasi-sphia. But what's the logic of Beitza? Why would, if Achil is a kazayas, why would you think that Shti is a Beitza? Either it should be revius or it should be a kazayas. Oh, he says, Oh, Shema Yesh Chalik Beit Sphia de Achil al Sphia de Shti al Kach Tov Lizar. So he says, Lamaisa, you should avoid it. Don't eat. And don't drink more than a kazayas less than a revius. So, so the way the Beis Yosef understands this is that really when the Rush says beitza, that's the same thing as a revius, because beitza is a revius ladas harash. So there isn't really a shita of beitza. There's a practical shita of beitza, but not a not a conceptual shita of beitza, because the Rush holds that a revius is a beitza as opposed to a beitza and a half. So b'kitzur, we have four shitos: kezias, malilugmav, beitza, which is a, might just be a theory of what a revius is, and a revius, namely a beitza umechza. Now, what's so interesting about our Tosfos, though, is how he puts it. Our Tosfos writes, "Ulinyan shtia omeri diyesh lahachmir levarich afilu bepachos malilugmav." Simple reading of this Tosfos, so you could read it differently, but the simple reading is that what he's saying is that it's a suffix. Maybe it's a kezias, maybe it's a revius, maybe it's something in between. And therefore, we should be machmir and bench or make a mein shalosh on a kezias, right? Even pachos mimali lugmav. Now, the problem with this is, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out over here, that why should it be machmir misafik? We should say safik brachos lahakel. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger is very troubled by this. He doesn't have an answer. The answer he gave on Daf Yud Beis to explain Tosfos over there, based off of the Marsha, that achila below brachos and nisr doesn't help over here, because here we're talking about a bracha chrona. Now, you could try to answer for Tosfos. Maybe he thinks that achila without a bracha chrona is also an nisr, and that it's the same mechaya for bracha rishona as for bracha chrona, like we saw in other rishonim. Kivigar, though, didn't think that makes sense. But that might be one derech to be miyashiv Tosos. There are other approaches that we discussed at the very beginning of Perek Ketzim Evracham, so we're not going to go over that again. So what about the shear for achila mid'oraisa, right? As we said before, our Gemara sounds like it's a kezayis ukebeitza, machlokas tanayim, and the Gemara on Daf Chaf sounds like tzviya, because the Gemara says, v'chilo asapanu l'Yisrael, this is Rabbi Avira talking, and he says, yes, Hashem says, I show special in the Sias Panim Yisrael, because I said, Bachalt of the Savat of Erachta, they medakta ke malatzman ad kezais bad kebeta. So that sounds like midaraisa, it's tzviya, midarabanan, it's kezais kebeta. So which one is it? How do we, how are we miyashev this stira? So there are a number of drachim in Rishonim. And this is a nafkamina A for a suffik. It might also be a nafkamina, according to some Rishonim, that whether someone who ate only a kezias could be motzi those who ate a beitza. Other Rishonim, as we saw, don't hold that's a nafkamina. So the Rambam, as well as Tosus in our sugya, says really the chi of derais is only sviya mamish, like the simple reading of daf chaf. What about our sugya? So Tosus on our sugya, Mem Tesu Bey says that these drashos are just an asmachta be'alma. The Rambam in two places writes this, that the chiv d'oraisa is only besviya. One is perk aleph, halacha aleph, in brachos. It's just the same in atayra, levarach achar achilas mazon shenema, v'chatev zot v'achos zem ulokecha, ve'enu chayev min atayra, elim kein sava, shenema v'chatev zot v'achta. And to be sofrim, achal afilu kezayis mevarach acharav. And later on, he says the same thing. The Ravid, though, over there, disagrees. In Perkei Halacha Tes Vav, he writes, Ein advarim ketikunan, ve'ein samchinan lehalacha, dekanu lanachilas kezayis kebeitza deraisai, sharei motzin acherim shachlu kedei savan. Oh, we know that, you know, who could lead the Zimun? Whoever had a kezayis or kebeitza could lead the Zimun. Right, that's what Agmar says. Ketzim is amnin. But one second, they might not be chayim d'oraisa. So how could they lead the Zimun? How could somebody who's chayim d'rabbanan be motzi someone who's chayim d'oraisa? That's the kasha that the Ravid asks. Now, we already saw Tosas answer that question. Tosas said, yeah, it's okay, because really, d'oraisa, even if you didn't eat, you could be motzi someone. But the Ravid assumes, no, someone who's chayim d'rabbanan can't be chayim motzi someone who's chayim d'oraisa. Must be Chiyav Dereisa is because I eskebeta. What about the Gmaran Daf Chafav, Chafam Beis? The law, Namru, Dvarim Halalu, Elal Rav Avira, Damar Kezais Dagan Medikduk Shediktuku Yisrael Al Atzman Ad Kezais Ukebeta Hu Uvaisa Gatani Ben Ha Mevarth Lav Vechenishal David Ben Makrino Sova Onachare Mashein Omrim Vizu Risham Lichule. So what does he say? The Ravid is saying that actually there's machlokas about the shir midoraisa And even a Rabbi Avira on Daf Chaf on the base holds that Kazayas is derabbanan. We don't pasken like Rabbi Avira. How do I know that? Because the Gemara on Daf Mem Ches and Aleph says that if you eat a Kazayas, you could be motzi someone else in Birkas HaMazon, even if they're full. And that would only make sense if Kazayas is deraisa, because it can't be that a derabbanan person is motzi a deraisa person. And therefore, it's a stira or machlokas, I guess. And how do we pasken? We would paskin like the opinion that says you're chayv deraisa in a kazayis. Now the truth is actually even the Rambam agrees to that svara. At least that's quoted in a Tshuvas Rambam cited by the Kesef Mishnah. Just that the Rambam holds that someone who ate a kazayis cannot bench someone who's full. In other words, we have three possible positions, right? We know possible position number one is derived from the fact that someone ate a kazayas could lead a zimun shows that you're chayv midaraisa by kazayas. Possibility number two is since you're only chayv midaraisa by sfiya, someone who ate a kazayas can't lead the zimun or at least be motzi somebody else in benching. Possibility three is tosfos. You're only chayv midaraisa if you're sava, but someone who's chayv midarabanan can be motzi someone who's chayv midaraisa, right? Okay. I guess we're about out of time. Maybe we'll finish off with this a little bit next time at the beginning. We'll start with Shitas HaYireim, Simen Resh Nun Gimel. I don't remember if we talked about this Yireim earlier when we did Kitzvah Barachim. It's an unbelievable Yireim. It's worth looking up inside. So we'll talk about Shitas HaYireim, and actually, we'll talk about Halacha L'maisa, where this Shaila comes up. The Ramah talks about the following Shaila. What about someone who ate and is full but didn't drink? Is it okay for them to bench, or should they make sure to drink first so that they're actually chayav midaraisa? Because it says v'savata is zu shtia. Okay, so we'll talk about this, and of course we're going to go on next time, for till nunamid beis or something like that. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you, Ari.